Right, flip some for PX and D's urgent carriage. It is. It is. 11/29, 2025. Dictation is 4. Diane Miller. Miller spells M-I-L-L-E-R. Diane spells D-I-A-N-E. Date of birth is 08/10/1963. A 62-year-old female. Here with thorough pain period. The patient stated that this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Worse, they said she came in today because now she's having a pain in both of her ears, period. Despite pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient reports bilateral ear pain, next line. And chest congestion, next line. Nasal congestion, says she has green discharge from her nose. And cough. She denies night sweats, weight loss. Travel history or bloody sputum with her cough, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat at 98% at room air, blood pressure is 106/70. Respiration 86, pulse 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Ear, erythematous, TM. TM is dull to light reflex. Effusion is present. No tragal tug, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Mild. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3. Cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Suspect number 1 is acute bronchitis. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is acute pharyngitis. Number 4 is bilateral otitis media. Number 5 is acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the following tests: strep, flu, COVID. These tests were all negative. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Nebulizer consists of Atrovent, albuterol, times 1. Next line, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Next line, she was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. She reports improvement and is comfortable with my discharge plans. She was given strict return precautions. She was sent home with the following medication: moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number 5, next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1, this is in the event she developed a yeast infection. Next medication, Robitussin AC, 10 milliliters QHS, number 100 mils. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID PRN for pain slash fever. Number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.